Thanks, Vic. Well, Joe, the team is heading into the last week of OTAs. And just from an offensive standpoint, how have things been coming along?
I think they're coming along really well. I think these OTAs have really helped us. We've got a few young guys on offense. Everybody's learning a new offense. And it seems like this last week, everybody really took a big step forward. And I think we did a great job out there against the defense.
In particular, let's talk about the offensive line, because we always talk and you say things start up front with your group. How are you guys coming along?
I think we're doing a nice job. You know, we got a lot of the same faces in there from a year before. Everybody's a year older, a year smarter, a year wiser. And it seems like the offense is going to be an easy transition for the guys up front.
Dissecting this offense, what do you like most about it?
Well, I like the ability to attack downfield. For the quarterback to be able to throw a long ball over the heads of the defensive backs is a big advantage for us. It really takes the pressure off the running game a lot. It makes the defense softer. I think it opens up all the underneath throws, and it gives you that explosive big play capability that can turn a close game into a blowout in your favor.
You mentioned going against the defense. Let's talk about this group. How have they been developing?
Really well. I mean, this is a big switch for them, going from the 4-3 to the 3-4. We've got several new faces out there, and it seems like they're doing a great job. I mean, it's an attacking defense. They've got a lot of blitzes, a lot of pressures, and it seems like those guys love it. They're running around, they're flying around, and I think they're going to be a fantastic defense this year.
And for yourself, as you're heading into your seventh season with the Cleveland Browns, how are you coming along? Do you feel like you're getting a good grasp of this offense?
Yeah, this is it's going to be an easy offense for me to pick up, because I had been with Chud before for two seasons. So there's plenty of new wrinkles that we've got that we're going to be throwing out there, but a lot of the same stuff that I was familiar with for my first two seasons.
How's it been working with Chud again, just being reunited with him?
That's great. You know, I had a lot of respect for him when he was here the first couple years, and I thought he'd be a great head coach when he left. And it just so happened that he came back here in my seventh year to be our head coach, and I'm really excited about it. I think he's going to be a fantastic head coach for the Cleveland Browns.
And with this last week of being OTAs, and you have one more mini camp before you guys start off training camp, what are some of the things that you're going to do on a personal note to strengthen your game?
Well, I think it's going to be important for me to go home, get a little bit of rest, rejuvenate my mind, because it's a long season. And I think sometimes when you get towards the latter part of your career, the most important thing you're going to do in the off season is just rejuvenate your mind and find a way that when you come back, it's fresh and it's new and it's fun and it's exciting.
Joe, thanks for your time and great catching up with you.
Thank you.
Back to you, Vic.